Joining us to talk about this is Andrew Mrozek. Andy is with the Institute of Marriage and Family and joins us this morning in Ottawa. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Now, you've heard some of the things that are being rolled out here by the Liberals, and I'm interested in your response because they have been very active in terms of framing this as family programming. Now, we set up this interview last Friday, mm-hmm. I believe, and we didn't have this piece of information we had this morning, but they're presenting what they call the Liberal Family Pack. Mm-hmm. So as somebody who is interested in family and the way that programs are delivered, what is your opinion, first blush, on let's start out with this idea of a daycare program?
Well, it's been 5 years for me at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada, and the Institute is firmly in the position, we've taken the position that money in the hands of parents is a better way to go. We did a poll in 2006, and it showed that parents are choosing the type of care that's offered by that sort of system as one of their last options. When the government does this type of care, it ends up being one form of care, institutional child care, and that's not parents' first choice. I hasten to add, it wasn't just our group, there were other polls that echoed those results as well. So it's really up for grabs as to whether parents are clamoring for that type of care, and the reality is that that type of system is extraordinarily expensive. So $500 million would be the baseline starting point. Would really, really rise exponentially from there. I would, you know, peg, and experts have pegged $10 billion as being a more realistic cost estimate for doing child care across the country. So certainly not the best option, I don't think, in general, and certainly not at this time when we're worried about economics and making sure Canada's on track.
Okay, Andrew, just for the sake of transparency, I am in agreement with you on this, okay? But I do think that there, you know, that it's worth having the discussion here and bring forward some points on why you would justify it this way. Because there are people who are very adamant and passionate about the idea that there has to be money put into infrastructure for daycares and, you know, this large idea of a large national daycare program. So I guess my question to you is, what is wrong with this notion that we do need to have more in terms of daycare spaces in each of the provinces?
There's so much wrong. How much time do you have? I believe that, first of all, the research is not conclusive. Oftentimes, my opponents say that early learning and child care is a slam dunk. It's universally good for kids. That's just not the case. There's no need to fear monger. A lot of parents use daycare. I understand that. But the reality is that we get an unbalanced picture of what those sorts of programs do. There are some positives. There are also some negatives, and the negatives should not be overlooked. So as a starting point, I'd say child outcomes are not a slam dunk, that this is not something that's universally good for all kids. And that's, I think, the main point, is that when we choose to use money for one type of care, we're ignoring all the other families across the country who, through their own choices and circumstances, choose to do other things. For example, have a spouse at home, or family members, or small private daycares, or just options that type of system can't really account for. So I think that we need more small-scale options, and that when parents have money in their pockets, they'll be able to spend it better. That's why the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada is also an advocate for substantial tax decreases for families with kids. Income splitting is a good way to go, and we just hope that it would be sooner and not delayed.
Well, what about the idea of having more spaces, though? I mean, if people need to use them, and as you said, and granted, you know, people want to take different options, and I think that that's why the conservative program they put forward was one that seemed to be embraced, is that, you know, is it enough money? Well, that's another discussion entirely, because you say, well, it's certainly better than none, but this idea that if you can't find child care spaces and you need child care spaces, what's wrong with the federal government getting involved and giving some money to the provinces to provide them?
Well, it's a question, I think, of government jurisdiction and what is the responsibility of government. And if parents had that money and the market were able to create spaces, would that happen on its own? Furthermore, the type of spaces, again, being created are not necessarily the kind that parents want to use. So, you know, it excludes financial support for nannies or local neighborhood daycares, the kind where a mom down the street takes in a couple of extra children. It's worth noting also that Quebec is the only province in this country that has that type of system already, and we hear about wait lists from Quebec all the time, that they have not managed to meet the demand when programs are put forward at substantially subsidized rates or close to even free. Right now, Quebec is $7 a day. Everybody starts using it, and suddenly you have wait lists just the same. And so sometimes these things that appear to be solutions can actually cause more problems or not, in fact, the solution that they're purported to be.
We're talking with Andrea Mrozek from the Institute for Family and Marriage about the Liberal Family Pack, as it's called. If you were in Halifax and you picked up the Metro today, you'll see that there's a fairly large, document here that was included in the paper that deals with these 5 points that they hope will engage people. There's the Learning Passport, the Early Childhood Learning and Care that we've been discussing here. It's a $500 million fund. Family Care, stronger public pensions, and the Green Renovation Tax Credit. I'd be interested in hearing from you. Do you think that the government should be getting involved in child care, in daycare spaces, in putting money into it? Do you think that that is the role that the federal government should take, or would you prefer to have money going directly into your pocket to make the choices yourself? I'd be interested in hearing from you at 405-6000, 1-877-801-8255. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a moment.
This is Maritime Morning with Jordy Morgan on News 95.7.
Welcome back to Maritime Morning. We are talking about the Liberal Child Care Early Childhood Development Plan that has been put forward today, actually. And I mention this because the newspaper today in Halifax has, maybe it's in some of the other papers, and I'm not sure if it's in the Times Transcript or the Telegraph Journal. Presumably this was coordinated with Michael Ignatius' visit to Halifax. And he is off to Newfoundland later on today, but it was down at the ferry terminal here in Dartmouth. I'm interested in hearing from you. Do you think that this is a good idea, the idea of a new childhood learning and care program? This goes back to 1993. I don't know if you remember that election. Jean Chrétien at the time actually had said that they're going to create more child care spaces. And then in 2004, Paul Martin said the same thing. But the reasoning behind this is essentially you have to go through a negotiation process because this is stuff that is delivered by the provinces. And I'm interested in if you think it's a good idea for the federal government to get directly involved in providing child care spaces. What Mr. Ignatieff is saying in this program is that it's a flexible fund. They don't have to have 3 or 4 years of argument and negotiation, his words, and that provincial governments could apply the fund to pay for extra daycare spaces and early childhood learning programs or train daycare workers. And the Liberals would roll back a corporate tax cut that came into force in January to pay for the plan. So Andrew Mrozek from the Institute of Family and Marriage joins us. Does this sound like a more sensible solution this time around, so that they're not getting into some long, drawn-out thing with the provinces? I mean, what I guess I was saying is we've seen this, you know, for the last 17 years, this has been promised during a variety of different elections, but does this seem like it's a more sensible way to get money into child care?
Well, I do think that, to be fair, it is more reasonable. It's small scale. It's just a small amount of money. In fact, it's so small that arguably you're wondering what will they do with it across the country. $500 million is a lot of money to us, but for the country to do child care, it's actually very little. Just by comparison, all-day kindergarten in Ontario alone is costing $1.5 billion annually, so it just gives you a rough sense around how much these things can cost. But I do think it is more reasonable reasonable. And Michael Ignatieff said that the agreements are already in place with the provinces, and provinces can opt in as they see fit, or with, if they want to, and in the manner that they see fit. So yes, I would say there are elements of it that are more reasonable. The concern I have is that those people who support Michael Ignatieff on this and are pushing for more and more money to be put in will not be satisfied with this. They definitely see this as a first step and will push immediately for it to be to get more funding, for it to be enhanced. So you can't have it both ways is what I'm saying. You can't say that it's just money in a fund and then also call it national daycare, and there are people who are desperate, really, really want to see national daycare. It's not the position I take, but they certainly won't stop with just $500 million for the provinces.
Rod joins us on the phone this morning. Hi, Rod. Do you think that the federal government should be in the business of early childhood learning and daycare?
No, Jordy, I don't.
Why?
I think whatever they get their hands into, they'll destroy. And I think that what they should do, I believe it's Mr. Ignatieff that wants to go ahead with it, and the conservatives want to, what I think the conservatives would do is probably up the amount of the tax credit for the people who have children in daycare. That would make more sense. The reason I'm saying, saying this, I'm not against people getting money for kids, because I've raised a large family and there was no such thing for me. But right now, the big problem we have in this country right now, and they should really be working on it, is the baby boomers and the people, whatever, around that age that are going to be retiring soon. I'm telling you, if we think we have a problem with daycare, look out for that problem.
You're speaking about family care, like for seniors.
Exactly. We're looking at something that you can't even imagine is gonna balloon out.
No, Rod, it's a very good point, and I know we've talked about this on the program, but I appreciate your input on that, and I'm sure we'll have more conversations about that in the future. Cammie joins us from North Sydney. Hi, Cammie.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. What do you think of this promise by Michael Ignatieff to put money into early childhood learning and daycare?
Oh, it's the biggest laugh I ever heard. The Liberals immigrated that and did nothing. And the more I read and see, all the Liberals are doing is stealing NDP policies. And I thank you for your time.
Well, thank you very much, Cammie.
Okay.
I appreciate your call here as well. At least those calls that we've had, obviously they don't seem to be very supportive of this. What are you hearing from across the country in terms of how people would like to see child care or early childhood learning approached, Andrea?
Yeah, I first of all, that first caller is bang on. It is absolutely our most critical concern to be looking at elder care at the opposite side of the spectrum. As for what we're hearing, I referenced a poll that we did in 2006, which showed that parents would prefer, if given the opportunity, to have a spouse or a family member stay with their young children. That was bolstered by another Vanier Institute. The Vanier Institute is another family institute in Ottawa here, and they came out with a similar conclusion. So the idea that a national daycare strategy or program that includes just institutional care is a vote winner, I think that there's a little bit of a myth associated with that.
Mm. Verna joins us here. Hi, Verna. What are your thoughts on this morning?
Well, I think it's a worse solution, leaving it in the hands of the government. We are just creating another big bureaucracy, and I hear horror stories from south of the border about what happens to a lot of children as soon as they end up in the hands of the government.
Mm. So are you're concerned that this is just going to be another large bureaucracy?
Just another large bureaucracy, just another gravy train. And they want to have as many people and as many children in the system in order to secure their jobs.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for joining us this morning on this. Andrea, maybe we could just talk a little bit about this family care portion of the what they call the family pack the Liberals have put out here, and it's family care employment insurance benefit, which is similar to EI parental leave, lets you take 6 months off to work for a gravely ill family member at home, and a new family care tax benefit of up to $1,350 annually, modeled on the child tax benefit to help low and middle income families manage costs.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a fairly broad stroke approach here, and it's using, I guess, the EI system. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, particularly the second part of that, where they have a family care tax benefit of up to, I think, $1,300 a year to help, you know, lower and middle income families. That tax credit idea is not a bad one. I think that's a good one. And I just would contrast that with the child care notion, where they're not actually building some sort of system. They're saying to families, here's some financial support. We're going to credit you your taxes and allow you to keep more of your own money so that you can care for your grandparents and for the elderly. So it's a different approach than what they're doing on the child care front. And I think that the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada would be much more supportive of that, their ideas on the elder care side.
Mm. Well, it's interesting that they've put this out today. They're kind of lumping a number of things like the green renovation tax credit and stronger pensions along with early childhood learning and family care, and this learning passport is what they call their family pack. But Andrea, I appreciate you taking some time and helping us out with this morning.
Thank you very much.
That is Andrea Mrozek. She is with the Institute of Family and Marriage, joining us on the phone this morning from Ottawa.